Nearly 80% of Arizonans had a broadband connection at home in 2015. That's according to new numbers from the U.S. Census Bureau. That puts Arizona in the top half of states and is about 1.5% higher than the national average. To talk more about this, I'm joined by Chike Ague. He's the CEO of Everyone On, which is a national nonprofit working in Arizona and elsewhere. He describes its goal as to connect everyone everywhere to the internet. And Chike, first off, tell me about your efforts here in Arizona.
Sure. So our work is national, and so a lot of the things that we do nationally also apply to Arizona. So I start with that caveat. If you look at our work very broadly, the way that we approach it is if you look at the research, and right now we have roughly a little less than a quarter of the population who's not connected to the internet at home. And so if you burrow into the research and you ask people kind of why they're not connected, the answer is actually that just most people who aren't connected can't afford it. So most people who aren't connected don't live out in the desert. They don't live out in the mountains. They actually live in places like Phoenix. They live in places like Tucson or in the surrounding suburbs. And they're not connected because what is available to them, they just can't afford. So number one, we work with, frankly, all the large carriers that you can think of in terms of internet service providers and work with them to either help them create a low-cost offer or if they already have one, to help get that out to people who need it. That's number one. Number two, we want to make it really easy for people to find those offers. And then lastly, we work on the ground with folks like the Boys and Girls Club, the American Library Association, to make sure that we're in communities so that families know what's out there and we can actually take these offers directly to families. One last thing I'll say is that we also believe that the internet is not simply about kind of using Netflix and Facebook and kind of recreation and entertainment, but it's actually in many ways that last mile for social mobility.
I want to ask you what you said about the fact that for a lot of people who do not have broadband connections, it's not because they live out in rural areas or they don't have access to it technically, it's that they don't have access to it financially. And it seems like
Correct.
That kind of goes against the narrative a little bit that we keep hearing that we need to expand the reach of broadband. It sounds like the reach might be there. It's just a matter of making sure people can actually pay for it.
So the answer is we have to kind of walk and chew gum at the same time. You have a portion of Americans, likely about 15 million people, who truly live in areas where even if they could pay for an offer, they couldn't get one because they live out in a rural area or in a mountainous community, and there's literally not the infrastructure to provide them this service. But if you remember, if you go back to the numbers, you have over 75 million people who aren't connected. So for those other people, cost is very likely that main barrier. So the answer is we have to do both.
So does that change the need then if it's not so much about for vast majorities of people getting internet availability to where people live, but about getting them to be able to afford to tap into what's already there? How does that change sort of your work and the work that some of the providers might have to do?
So I think for us, I mean, we work in kind of both of these areas, but we have definitely taken it upon ourselves to really try to figure out how we help families get over the cost barrier. It's why we've tried to work with as many carriers as we can to get low-cost offers out to families. And when we say low cost, we generally try and shoot between $10 and $15 a month. But we've also worked with folks who are trying to figure out innovative ways to finance and pay for and build infrastructure.
When you look at the numbers from the Census Bureau, and these are from 2015, so they're, 18
sure.
or so months old, but Arizona sure. Has about a 78% connection rate, which is above the national average in the top half of the states. Given
sure.
what you said about sort of the needs both in rural communities and in more metro areas, does that number surprise you at all?
It's a great question. I think, first of all, with all data, one, there definitely is a little bit of latency here. So in terms of, we're always a little bit behind the curve with this type of data. So I want to say that first. And then secondly, there's always a little bit of margin of error. So there also just might be a little bit of noise in the statistics. But generally, you all are very much in the kind of top half of states, in the kind of mid-20s. We've done work in places like Phoenix and Tucson. You have large cities. We've been able to work with some of the school districts there, like Phoenix Union and Tolleson, as well as, you have partners like, for example, Cox Communications. There are good things happening in Arizona that have definitely led to that connection rate. I think the thing that we also need to say is that there's also still a lot more to do. You still have, right now, a little less than a quarter of households in the state of Arizona who still need access to the internet. And again, really, we don't care about the internet for the internet, for internet's sake, but when students need to do their homework online, which we know leads to being on grade level in reading and math, that's required because 70% of teachers assign online homework. when you have seniors who, frankly, might live far away from a hospital and need access to telehealth solutions, if they don't have that internet, they may, frankly, not be able to talk to a primary care physician who can help them check their blood sugar if they have diabetes or if they have congestive heart failure. If you are trying to graduate from high school and go to college, you have the College Board who's offering free SAT prep online. If you don't have the internet, you can't use those things. So I think there are good things happening in Arizona. We want to, you know, for me, I want to see Arizona be not in the top half, but in the top 20, in the top 15, in the top 10. And we want to really have this race to the top for internet connectivity across the states. And we want to get to a point when we're talking about, you know, not a quarter of people being unconnected, but frankly, we're talking about, we're at 95, 96, 97% of people, and we're trying to argue over that last few percent. So good things are happening, but there's a lot more to do, not just in Arizona, but across the country on this issue.
Chike Agyu is the CEO of the national nonprofit Everyone On, and you're listening to the show.